Ooh. What's up, good people? It's time for another session of that verbal cardio, man. I never know what camera to look at. You know what I'm saying? This one here. That's the one. This the one when I got to bring it home, when I got to bring it straight to your dome. That's the one I'm going to just zero in on. But normally I like talking to the side. Like y'all looking in on my radio show and I'm just talking to the city streets. I always wanted a nighttime radio show where I'm just, for the midnight marauders, for the people that work nights, for the people that's just out and you driving, I wanted to be the voice you heard in that studio. I got a leather jacket on for no reason. You can't see me. I'm talking old school radio personality. I got the cigarettes. And I'm just in there. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? And it's just leather jacket for no reason. I'm not even a leather jacket, McGee. I bought a leather jacket back in the day, but I was like, I don't know if I'm leather jacket, McGee. Because you got to be leather jacket, McGee. I know a lot of people love leather. And like every comedian is like, yo, man, let me get the leather for my special. Comedians love to wear leather in the special. But I feel like I was forcing it with the leather. Me and leather, especially leather pants. And I used to fantasize about having a leather outfit. When I was in elementary school, I was like, yeah, man, I wish I could come to school with a black leather outfit. I think I seen it on What's Happening Now. And I was like, man, that leather outfit, man, I'd be killing them in elementary if I had on that leather outfit. And even when I watched like Delirious and Raw, it was like, yo, he got the red leather on and then he got the purple bluish leather on. I never fully wanted that outfit, but I respected it. Like even Prince with his, you know, leather pants, and it was just like, I always liked the way Prince's boots fit along with the pants. It was like it was a package deal. It was like the boots were part of the pants. It was like there was no separation. Who was Prince's style? It was just like, yeah, man, I go in and then I put my feet in the boots and they are part of the pants themselves. And I thought Prince was like the coolest cat, you know, his motorcycle, the women. I was just like, man, Prince is the coolest. I never even thought about what he was wearing was absolutely ridiculous. I was just like, yo, Prince is, that's the man right there. He had that motorcycle, the heels on. I never even once second guessed or questioned the heels. These were some sharp heels he had on. But never once was I like, yo, man, that's crazy he got on heels. I was like, yo, Prince, that's the guy. Never once. Now, mind you, I got penny loafers because of Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying? I got me some loafers. You know, I couldn't wait to get some penny loafers. Put my little penny in there. I was like, yeah, man, I got me some shiny pennies to put in there. I was like, they was up-to-date pennies. Because, you know, sometimes you can get an old-ass penny that's like 1982, 1978. That penny done been through some things. It's all dark and, you know, rusty. It's got a little green on there. Your penny look like the Statue of Liberty. That's how old it is. I got fresh, up-to-date penny. So I want to say if this was 85, 86, I can't remember when I got those penny loafers. The pennies matched the year it was. And I put them pennies in there, man. I went to school. And I just didn't like the way the penny loafer. I ain't like it. I was like, you know what? I won one day. I was like, you know what? The penny loafers just ain't for me, man. Sometimes you just got to wear the shit and find out this ain't your thing. And I was like, all right, penny loafers ain't for me. I don't know if it was because of the jeans I paired them with. I got no answers. I got zero answers for y'all. I don't know why the penny loafers just didn't do it for me. I wore them like once or twice, and I was like, all right, man. All right. I tried it. I gave it a shot. I was out here. I tried to get the loafers going. I tried to do the moonwalk in them loafers, but, the playground was super gravelly, so it was just like, it was kind of messing up the whole moonwalk. And I was just like, you know what? This is probably what it's like to do the moonwalk on the actual moon. It was just, it was too many rocks and broken liquor bottles up in the on the concrete. So I was just like, you know what? Just forget this whole look. And I went back to the Pro Wings the next day. And yes, I had on Pro Wings back then. I had the Pro Wings on. I thought, you know what, man? I thought I was killing the game in my Pro Wings. It's all about your environment. If you grew up in a poor environment, man, you got poor shoes on, you killing the game because we all got poor shoes. So it was like, man, you got the new Pro Wings. They was excited. I remember my boy Leon, boy. I used to be a show off. And so once I got me a new pair of Pro Wings, they was fresh. I put them mugs on. I was like, yeah, I went outside for no reason. I had no reason to go outside just to show off the new Pro Wings. I was like, yeah, man, they had colors on the soles, too. So I remember walking off, I was like, look at the back. You know what I'm saying? Look back at it. You know how girls be looking back at it now? So you can look at their booty cheeks. I did the look back at it on the soles of my shoes. And Leon was like, oh, he got the colored soles on. And I was like, yo, man, you know, just, oh, that's crazy. You see it? You see it, man? Leon was the ultimate friend, man. He would pump me up. He still pumped me up to this day, man. Ultimate friend. No hate. Leon has never given me an ounce of hate or envy or any of that. I've never felt an ounce of that from Leon. Whole career. Whole life. And I've known him since first grade. And like, cause you know some people you hang with, you can get vibes. You can be like, what's this energy, Ray? I feel like you competing with me. Like, you know, I don't like being around energy like that. Where it's just like, you know, and mind you just living life. You just living your life, and somebody over there like, yeah, I see you over here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got stuff going on. Like, why are you in competition? Like, we not competing. What's happening there? And it's just weird to me, but Leon has never given me that energy. And I know I'm all over the place, you know what I'm saying? But that was the thing. Like, when I got those new Pro Wings, I was like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? I used to always get Pro Wings. And if you're not familiar with Pro Wings, those were the Payless brand sneakers. Mad affordable. You know what I'm saying? That's what my mom could afford. So it wasn't until I moved to a different neighborhood in the school district where they had a little bit more money than where we was. That's when they was lighting my shoes up. They threw my Stadias on the grill. What did I have on Stadias? No, I had Eagles. I don't even remember where I got the Eagles from. Eagles. I don't even know how long they was a shoe brand. But I had a pair of Eagles. They was white. They was kind of curled up. You know, we wore shoes down to the nub when we was kids. It wasn't no, I'm going to just wear these for this. Nah, you wore those shoes day in, day out, whether we playing, whether we in school, this. And so I had Eagles on when I moved to 79th in Champlain. So they had a little bit more money over there. They threw my shoes on the grill. They was browning them evenly on both sides. My shoes had crispy edges. They put the olive oil in there. They threw my shoes on the grill, and I just had to take it. And I was like, you know what? Let me. So I was pressured into the shoe game, and it sucked. You know what I'm saying? But that's what it was. But also what taught me not to show off, not to be a show off. That I'm still in that same mode because I was traumatized. Every time I showed off, I paid the price. Not necessarily with the Pro Wings, but like when I couldn't wait to show kids at school that I had a Dinobot, took that mug to school for no reason other than to be like, yo, I got a Dinobot, y'all. I got Slag. Slag was his name. He's a Triceratops. That was my favorite dinosaur. I didn't get Grimlock. I didn't get Swoop. I didn't get Snarl. I had Slag, the Triceratops. Took it to school. Teacher was like, what are you doing? You can't bring toys to school. Give me that. Confiscated my Dinobot, put it in the closet. Somebody stole it out the closet. Dinobot gone. I remember I showed off my bike. I got a new bike. Showing off. Out there showing off. This kid was like, yo, let me get a ride. You know what I'm saying? I was like, all right, riding around the block real quick. Never seen him again to this day. To this day, I don't know where that kid came from, I don't know where he had, I don't know where he went. As far as I know, he's still riding my bike today. He's still riding it around. He probably countrywide. I done rode to all 50 states on this bike that I stole in the 80s. Ever since then, those two moments were valuable. It taught me, Tony, don't be a show-off. And now, to this day, I'm not a show-off whatsoever. Because people, y'all be showing off on Instagram. I'll be seeing y'all. Y'all be showing off like a mug. Whether it be your car, your fancy cribs, your designer, you know what I'm saying? Now, if you're getting paid to do it, that's different. But like, just showing off, showing us you got money, stacks of cash. Opening a briefcase full of money. You got money. You got money bills all over your mattress, all over your bed. Just showing off. Like, yeah, y'all, this. And I'm like, I'll be showing y'all my Jordan 1s just because, for one, it's part of a little deal I set up with, Flight Academy. And two, it's just like, you know, I just be letting y'all into my world of, like, my little one addiction, really. Not really addiction, but it's just like, you know, everybody has a little thing that they collect because it's like a collection. So it's just like, yeah, but these. But man, that show off, like, yeah, I got money. I'm like, all right. I always think back. Somebody gonna look at me and be like, you got money? Let me take your money around the block. And then they go around the block with my, Tony, you got a house, huh? Let me take your house around the block. And then my house gone. Or somebody confiscate my house, put it in the closet, and then somebody steal it out the closet. So, nah, man, no showing off here. Mm-mm. I'm uncomfortable showing off, man. Verbal cardio. Shout out to my patron saints in here. Y'all kind of light today, man. Where y'all at, man? It's normally about 30 more y'all up in here. But shout out to my patron saints, man. Joshua, Pastor Fury, Moyo, QDB, Zakia, Styler, Josie, Toi, you know what I'm saying? Zane, Dwayne, Miss Crawford, Ryan, you know what I'm talking about, you feel me? Raven, Eric Payne, Lala Davis, Chris Russell, Najai? I don't know if I said it right. I'm sorry. I'm probably saying it wrong. Crunchy Apple, G. Lowry, Lena. Look, everybody in the IG chat, you see how the patron saints is getting shout outs? It's because they special. You know what I'm saying? Y'all could be special too if you join my Patreon. Join my Patreon right here, right now. That's all you got to do, man. What's in the Patreon, you say? You get live links to my podcast live. You get live links to Verbal Cardio, live links to Daddy Issues, live links to Ball Brothers Podcast. You get early access. You get the perks. You get the discounts. You get all kind of stuff. We'll be doing the movie nights, which the movie nights have been on hiatus lately, but they're coming back. Movie nights are a good time. We watch movies together. We watch TV shows together. We be having music nights. We had a game night for the one time. You know what I'm saying? So join my Patreon, man. It's a good time, man. $5 a month. $5 a month. You could do $5. You could do $7. You could do $25. It's up to you. It's up to you. If you do $5 a month, that's nothing. You won't even miss the $5. You won't even notice the $5 is gone a month. You paying more for that for your streaming apps, man. They don't talk to you directly. They don't care about your life. They're not going to ask you how your aunt is doing. They're not going to do that. I am. Once we establish connection, man, I care about your livelihood, your life, man. How'd that test go? How'd that exam go? How'd that job interview go? Netflix don't be asking us that. Hulu ain't never checked in on me. Hulu never been like, yo, Tone, how was the shows this weekend? Hulu don't give a shit about Tony Baker. Disney Plus, Amazon Prime, They ain't checking on me. They just ask you, you still watching? You still watching? That's all they care about. You still watching? Because we, if not, we just going to cut the shit off. That's it. They don't care if you had a heart attack or a stroke or you fell down the steps and you couldn't even answer that. They don't care. Join my Patreon, man. Click the link in my bio. Join right now. I want 10 of y'all in here to join right now. 10 of y'all to join right here, right now. We need movie nights. The movie nights is coming back. I just got tired, y'all. Between the move and going back on tour and just everything, I got tired. And I was just like, I just need, because one thing about my brain is rarely just fully at rest, meaning that I always feel like I got to be doing something, whether it be, you know, I got to promote the shows. I got to create content. I got to do the Patreon. I got to do this. I got to come up with new jokes. I got to worry about this. I got to book this flight. It's always like something is just like, so my brain, and even, I got a day off tomorrow, but I got to walk my 5 miles. I got to go to the gym. I got to do the push-ups. I got to. So I just be like, So my brain is always like, I got to be doing something. And so I'm trying to work on, like, really just taking it easy with my thoughts. And my brain is just like, you ain't got to do it. I got to do something, man. Just relax. So, but the movie nights will be back. Let me pay this bill real quick. So, Prize Picks, right? I don't know about y'all, but I've been watching the crap out of the playoffs this postseason. I've been watching the games. I've been cooking in the kitchen, watching the games, having a great time. Like, when your team is not in the playoffs, you just be wanting to see a good game. Because the pressure's off, the emotions are a lot lower. So get in on Prize Picks, man. Prize Picks is the best place to turn your sports knowledge into cash. With millions of members, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to all. You just pick more or less on at least 2 players for a shot to win up to 2,000 times your cash. Run your game all season long on Prize Picks. Okay? Basketball. Basketball is in full swing right now, so it's a good time. So what y'all can do now is you can cash in on the basketball playoffs with Prize Picks. Don't miss your last chance to add your favorite players from the court to your Prize Picks lineup, whether it's points, rebounds, assists, take your pick or more or less for your shot to win up to $2,000 of your cash today. Turn your playoff hot takes into tickets to basketball's championship series, starting with the play-in round. Every $5 three-pick flex All-NBA lineup you make on Prize Picks will enter you in the takes two tickets sweepstakes, which could get you and a +1 VIP trip to the ship. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, and Georgia. The app is really easy to use to create a lineup. All you have to do is pick more or less on a few player stats for your shot to win up to $2,000 times your money. Prize Picks invented the flex play, which means you can still cash out if your lineup isn't perfect. You can double your money even if one of your picks doesn't hit. Okay. So they got safeguards in place for that. So sign up today and get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks also offers weekly promotions that can lead to big payouts like Taco Tuesday. Each Tuesday, Prize Picks discounts select player projections up to 25% to provide even more value for your lineups. All right. Now, the basketball playoffs are here, like I was saying, and the action is heating up on Prize Picks, the best place to cash in on your favorite sports, okay? So think like Nikola Jokic will get more than 24 points, or Jason Tatum for more than 28 points. cook up hot takes with your friends, and win real money this basketball season when you and your crew run your game on Prize Picks. All right. So download the app today. Use the code VERBAL to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's download the app today and use the code VERBAL to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. Run your game, shorty. Run your game. That's all you got to do is run your game. Shoot. Run your game. Get that money, y'all. Man, let's go to a more serious topic, man. That Diddy trial is underway. And the level of details they giving us, it is just messy, man. I feel like I gotta take a shower every time I get info on what they're talking about in this trial. What they're talking about in this trial is crazy. No, man, she said she wanted to get peed on. Man, I ain't say I wanted to get peed on. Wild. Why the stuff I was reading today, like, well, yeah, when it was in my mouth, I ain't wanted in my mouth. Who would want it in their mouth? I'm just like, what's happening here? This is court. This is wild business. When you're in court, man, they got all your business. They got your booty hole spread in court. Spread your cheeks. We going in there. Everybody involved is getting a colonoscopy while we all watch and listen. This is crazy. This is personal. I'm just like, yo, this is wild. And people are saying in the comments, for a couple of things. One thing is that, you know, there's a post about the escort guy that was like, yeah, she said she wanted it. And then Cassie was like, no, I didn't want it. But dudes in the comments section, this is what pissed me off with y'all. Y'all said they'd be like, see, she's not innocent. She's not innocent. Don't conflate sexual shenanigans with human decency. And, you know, you saw Sean Combs put hands on this woman. This ain't got nothing to do with the bedroom. This ain't got nothing to do with no freaky shenanigans. This man beat this woman. We saw it. The fact that she even had, yo, I need proof. I need to see the beat down. The fact that you need to see the beat down to have a shred of compassion is already wild. And this is why victims don't like to come forth on nothing. This is why a lot of women suffer in silence. And not just women. Some men suffer in silence, too, because they're also victims, too. But, like, the majority of the time, when a woman is a victim, they sit there in silence because they don't want to get scrutinized by people that don't believe them right off the bat. Who wants to go through that? You already been through some traumatic shit, and then when you try to say your piece, it's people out here, well, prove it then. Nah, man, nah. You wasn't innocent? Nah. I hate that whole mentality. I'd rather be just compassionate, and then if they did play me, oh, well, you got me. I would rather be wrong on that too. But I've said that before on this podcast. But y'all, it's just disgusting to see that type of mindset on, oh, I told you she wasn't innocent. What that got to do with her getting beat up? Regardless of the freakiness that goes on in the bedroom, you saw this woman get assaulted right by the elevator, drug. So it's like, y'all have a disgusting mindset with this shit here. Yeah, I'll be out here joking about you. That's wild, man. Why do you need to bring pee in? I got my jokes on that side, but on the other side of it, it's like, it's serious business out here, man. And like, this is why people don't like to come forward. Why you take so long to come forward? Because they don't want to go through this bullshit. Which I respect. Like, you know, God forbid if something happened to me, I would be like, I don't know if I really want to say anything because, you know what I'm saying, people are going to be, you know, he lying, prove it. You know, all this other horseshit attached to the trauma that people already deal with and face So it's just disgusting. And people are like, man, but you just a simp though. It's like, listen, call it whatever you want to call it. But you sitting there acting like just because they do some freaky stuff in the bedroom, you want to be like, well, you know what I'm saying? She big lie. She wanted it. She wanted it. Disgusting. Disgusting. But it got me to thinking, like, you know, all this stuff that's going on, it's like, man, when you go to trial, it's wild business. It's the Wild West in there. Your business will be on Front Street. It's different when you go to trial for, like, financial stuff. You're like, it shows here that you paid $300,000 for a shell company that never existed. And you'd be like, hey, 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 order in the court. And he'd be like, it shows your finances, 25% went into this business when that business didn't even exist. Like, hey, 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 you're in my wallet. That's different than, like, hey, you know, it was... She wasn't baby oiled up enough. So we had to reapply. She wasn't moist looking. So we had to reapply the baby oil before we could begin. And it's just like, damn. And people are saying, like, yo, Cassie's husband got to be strong. Got to be strong for this. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Listen. That person you're with right now, or the person you were with, or whatever, They got a pass. They got a pass. You in bed with somebody with a filthy pass right now. When you hook up with somebody, hey, you know what I'm saying? For better or for worse, your pass is your pass. We in the present. Everybody done did some wild, not everybody, but, you know, a lot of us have done some wild shit outside of our partner, our current partner. You know what I'm saying? But if we was all in court, if we all went to court, if we all went to trial, and, you know, some of your relationships was all put on Front Street, on the big screen at court, where the judge is like, all right, cue the shit up. Thank you, Your Honor. As you can see, Tony in this threesome here, he was really getting it in, but he came up short. He lasted about two pumps, and then he climaxed, and then he couldn't get it up for the rest of the threesome. Hey, I object. The second woman claimed that Tony couldn't rise to the occasion. They tried to get him in there with the handwork. That didn't work, so he just sat there, useless. And then Anthony Baker proposed oral sex on one of them just to get the party started. And they declined. And he was just sitting there on the soft. And I'm just sitting there in court like, yeah, I was on the soft in the threes. If we put all your business out there in court, what's your life looking like? I mean, y'all might not have got peed on or whatever. What's your life looking like? What's your past looking like? We done all did some stuff. I done did some stuff. I try to tell y'all before I go to court. If I'm going to court over stuff like this, I'm going to try to tell y'all beforehand. Like, look, y'all, hey, listen. I tell y'all all the time I was a two-pump chump and my virginity lost. Let's say I go to trial for my virginity loss. She's going to be in there. We were at a party, Your Honor. We were at a party from a mutual coworker. And, you know, we were having fun. Everybody's hanging out, having a good time. It was July. Having a good time, and, you know, Anthony Baker and I, you know, we had several makeout sessions at Dairy Queen, and but we never really fully took it all the way there. You know, we made out in the ball pit in the deep freezer, you know, but we never brought the food and drinks in to the equation. But then, you know, the buildup happened, you know, all the flirting and all this going on. And then, you know, at the party, one thing led to another, you know. We undressed. Tony wasn't fully undressed, but, you know, the packaging was out. He had on boxer briefs. It was kind of dingy, you know. They had the little lint balls on them. That's neither here nor there. I hopped on, you know, got it going. And then about a minute later, he was done. He was done. I object, Your Honor. Sustained. Overruled. I don't know what they'd be saying. He was done. And then he deflated, and then, you know, that was it. I got dressed, and, you know, I looked at him differently after that. You know, he was less of a man. You know, he only lasted two pumps. And then I go to the stand. What you didn't know, I was a virgin. And the jury's like, oh, yeah, oh, snap, oh, the virgin, yeah, man, watch out. You know what I'm saying? I was a virgin. I never told her that because I never wanted to reveal that I was, in fact, a virgin, and that was my virginity lost. You see? You see what I'm saying? You give me some credit on that. You know, it was the buildup. It was 18, 19 years of buildup. Cut me some slack. Now they're talking. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's wild out here. He didn't know what he was doing. And I never revealed that to her because then I try to go deeper into like societal norms. And you see, as men, we're taught at an early age to be men. You know, we take women down and we sexual prowess and we give them the work and we breaking backs and we lasting for 2 hours, no bust. This is what we do as men. We get on top of them and we go to work on them and then just tear them down and slide them over. This is what we do as men. Every time we have sex, we never climax fast. We just get it in there from the start. We never have a trial and error period. We just already know what we're doing in the bed. So what is the first time? We're just right out the gate, just working it. But, you know, I was coming in a virgin. It's like, you know, virgins get shamed. As a virgin man, I couldn't reveal that. As a virgin man, you a virgin, Tony? They would have ate me alive in the community. I would have been a pariah. I would have been shamed for being a virgin. They'd have been like, man, Tony, a virgin. They would have always brought it up. Any rose session. They'd be like, man, look at your shoes, man. Man, Tony, a virgin. Oh, man. Nah, man. I ain't no virgin. That's crazy, man. Nah. You know, I be taking them down all the time, man. What we talking about? What we talking about, man? I ain't nothing, man. I came out the womb smashing. What? Yeah, man. As soon as I was born, they put me in the room with the other babies. I was in there then. What? Yeah. I ain't never been no virgin, man. Who are you talking to? That was the pressure put on young boys, man. We supposed to already been sexual at an early age. It was crazy. So I had that pressure, man. I had that secret looming in the background. Yo, she don't know I'm a virgin, man. Because, you know, the make-outs was good. But she didn't know. She didn't know I was inexperienced. You know, when they go in, and then, you know, I climax fast, man. And I never got a shot at redemption. Your Honor, man, Your Honor. Ladies and gentlemen of the courtroom, they'd be like, Tony, you're not the lawyer or the attorney. You don't have to do this. I'm just saying, Your Honor. I'm just saying, y'all. Yes, I did, in fact, climax fast. But I just want y'all to know. And then I get out from the stand and try to walk around. Sir, sit down. Oh, all right. I just want y'all to know that, you know, it's a lot of pressure on us young boys to deliver every time in the bedroom. And sometimes, you know, when you're coming out in your debut, right out the gate, man. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Your Honor. Excuse me. And then I don't even know what that final verdict is going to be. Tony is found guilty of being a two-pump chump. Guilty. Now it's on my record. And it's on my record, man. I'm ashamed, but it's on my record. I'm proud of it. So if I ever go to trial, y'all already know this, man. I already told y'all. So if it comes out in court, Tony was a two-pump chump. Well, Tony couldn't rise to the occasion again. Tony couldn't reset fast enough. Yeah, y'all already knew this. All right, IG Live, let me cut y'all off, man, because the patron saints are like, man, cut it off. They not even listening to me. Tell this story. I'm in here delivering. I'm giving them a full fake courtroom performance. And all they can say is, cut the IG Live off. Are you even listening to what I'm giving you in the moment? Are you even taking in what I'm giving you? The other's like, nah, man, turn the IG Live off. They not patron saints. So, so listen, IG, join my Patreon so you ain't got to get cut off like this. Join my Patreon, okay? I'm sick of y'all not joining. I want all 180 of y'all to join my Patreon right now. Can y'all do that? Do it right now. All 180 of y'all in 107. All 170 of y'all in here, join my Patreon right now. Click the link in my bio and join up. But y'all not going to do it. Y'all not going to do it. I challenged all 92 of y'all. Look at y'all. Y'all dipping off. Y'all better be dipping off to join. Anyway, I'm cutting the live off, man. If not, if y'all want to see the rest of this podcast, tune in to Verbal Cardio tomorrow. The new episodes drop on Wednesday. Run the numbers up on that, man. It's a good time. All right. Okay. Chatsworth. Was y'all even listening to that whole story? They were like, man, cut it. I'm talking to y'all. Cut it. They in here listening. I just gave my heart and soul in here, man. What other podcast is giving you this? Full fake dramatic act out of a trial that never existed, man. Who else is giving you this? Anyway, let me pay some more bills real quick. And let's talk draws, y'all. Let's talk underwear. Let's get into it, man. Draws, underwear. Let's talk about it, man. Some of y'all don't wear underwear, apparently. Some of y'all just be out here commando. Just raw cheek, raw crotch. Just out here. Pants on, nothing on the underneath. Me? Draws all day. Big draws. I'm drawled up. That's what they call me in the trap, man. Draws McGee, man. Draws. Got to have on some underwear, man. It just feels, if my packaging is not contained, I just feel like I'm out here. I might as well just be bottomless like Winnie the Pooh. That's how I look at it. If I ain't got no draws on, even if I got the shorts on, I feel like I'm extra jangly. Down there, like I need the support system. It's got to be in place. I got to have something. It's mental. Even when I wear swim trunks, I'll be like, all right, I got the drawers on, and I need the swim trunks with the net inside, and then the actual. Because some people just be out here in swim trunks, no net, no nothing. So now you fully out here, and I'm gonna be in the water with the shrinkage. Now you seeing all that I am in the chilly willies. Now I'm out here you can just see it. Cause women, y'all be looking. Y'all be panning down, man. Don't try to act like you're holier than thou. Y'all be looking. And if you look down and I'm on the shrink, you like, man, Tony ain't even, man, watch out, Tony. And then you start talking to me differently. You start just, you know, being extra disrespectful. He's like, you ain't that funny anyway. Man, you just said I was one of the funny, man. I seen your shrinkage. And now I'm just like, oh, man, I don't like your stance on stuff. You're not even a good father, man. Watch out, man. Like, what? Watch out, man. So draws, some good draws is key for me. Very important. Very important, man. I take my underwear very seriously. Skims, though. Skims are some good underwear, man. I feel supported. I feel cared for. The fabric feels good on my skin. And I'm a boxer briefs guy. I don't know if that's TMI for y'all. I'm boxer brief McGee, right? Because I grew up with the tighty whities. as we all did in the 70s and 80s. The tidy whities, they told on you, though. Tidy whities told on you. It's like, hey, man, you're dirty down here. Like, no, I wiped good. No, you didn't. And the tidy whities is going to tell your business every time. The tidy whities is like, nah, you missed the spot. You didn't get in there like you thought you did. Tidy whities going to snitch on you every time. Tidy whities be on the first 48. They going to snitch. Nah, he's dirty. How you know? Look. And then they be like, boom. So then, as I got older, I was like, all right, let me get the color draws to take the pressure off. You know what I'm saying? To ease up, man. Give me room for grace. Because white towels, white underwear, they don't give you room for grace. They put it all out there. So I was like, all right, and now we moving to boxers. And then I got boxer shorts. Because I used to sag my pants heavy. So I was like, the boxers just look better on the sag. So I would get the plaid boxers. And then I was like, what is this boxer brief, you say? Now I get the comfort and support of regular tighty whities with the leg thigh coverage. Because I like for my thighs to be, you know what I'm saying, comfortable, covered up, cozy. I like cozy thighs. And I feel like the boxer brief is going to give me the cozy thigh, and then I'm going to get the support in the packaging, man. So shop Skims Men's at skims.com. That's S-K-I-M-S. And that's skims.com and Skims stores, man, because they're going to give you that good, you know, they're going to give you that good support, man. The boxer brief, let's talk about the cotton boxer briefs. They have a really great feel. It's like a classic boxer brief feel, and like, you know, it just feels good. Cause I'm not really that big on, like, if it's like polyester or that material, it's cool. Like, I'll rock with them, but I feel like my skin reacts better to the cotton. So I really like the feel of those, man. So shop Skims Men's at skims.com and Skims stores. Let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey. I think it might be, I don't know if you can put verbal cardio in there. It says select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop down menu. Okay, so when you select podcast, verbal cardio should be in the drop down. Select that verbal cardio for your boy. Skims is the official underwear partner of the NBA, WNBA, and USA basketball. I want to throw that in there. So shop Skims at Skims Men's at www.skims.com/verbal, and then, you know, you can tag it Skim Partner and get in on that man. Get in on them good draws. You feel me? It's very important to be supported. I know, man, y'all, Tatum got hurt. He tore his Achilles, so I think he is out for the remainder. And I think, me personally, I feel like the Knicks are going to the championship. The West, I hate the fact that Steph Curry got hurt, because we're not getting the full Warriors. So I hate the fact that Steph Curry got hurt going up against, you know, the Timberwolves and Ant Edwards, because, you know, they were saying Ant Edwards went through, you know, he's just going through the legends. And I feel like he never got a chance to really go up against Curry for a full series. So it's just going to be tainted. If the Timberwolves do beat the Warriors, it's going to be tainted, because we didn't have Curry in there, man. And so it just sucks. Injuries suck, man. And Tatum was cooking last night. He had like 42 points before he went down. So it just sucks, man. Injuries, trash. But I would like to see the Knicks get a championship. I wouldn't be mad, because I really like Jalen Brunson a lot. I like the way Jalen Brunson plays. It's like meat and potatoes, construction worker basketball. I'm going to get in here and do what I got to do to get us the victory. It's not showy. It's just his heart, man. I really like Jalen Brunson a lot, so I would not be mad if the New York Knicks won the NBA championship. Wouldn't be mad at all. I would like that. Because, you know, my team is the Bulls forever and always. But, you know, I gotta root for something so I can get some semblance of excitement in these playoffs. You feel me? Was there anything else I wanted to touch on? Oh, I wrote some stuff down. Hold on, y'all. First of all, I want to say this, man. Can we dead the men versus women out here? Can we stop beefing? Can we stop beefing as men and women? Enough, because it's just a battlefield. That's all I see on social media. And I know, like, we need each other, y'all. We need each other. Don't let none of this stuff fool you. Don't let the silly 50-50, should they go 50-50? You know, the first date. Where should you take a first date? And the masculine, feminine, and you know what I'm saying? The new era. Can we stop with all this beef? I'm sick of the gender war. I'm sick of it. And I know we be seeing some trash comments in the comment section. Stay out the comment section, because the comment section is not real life. There's some real people in there, but it's not real life, man. We need each other. We got to hold each other's booties out here, man. We need each other. Even though I'll be talking all that shit about, I'm cool solo, you know. I'm living alone. I'm single. I'm a bachelor. You know what I'm saying? I know the value of women 100,000%. I know I need them. I know I need them. You know what I'm saying? And so... And not just from a relationship standpoint, from family, friends, whatever, co-workers, acquaintances, you know, my agent is a woman, you know what I mean? And so my brand manager is a woman. They just have so much insight and support and guidance. It's like, yo, man, we are not at odds, man. Let's stop the beef. And get this too. Not everybody is for everybody. Remember that as well. Not everybody is for everybody. If you, on the dating tip, on the friendship tip, not everybody is for everybody. It doesn't make you an automatic villain because y'all don't mesh. It happens all, not everybody's going to mesh, y'all. And another thing, like relationships, especially early on, should not be that much work. Y'all be working hard out the gate. We got to work through this. You got to make some change. Nigga, we just met. We've been talking for a couple months. I am 47 years old. I have lived a fully realized life before I even known you existed. Y'all be out here working hard, stressing yourself out for people that ain't even, you're not even in a relationship with them yet. We just need to find common ground. No, you don't have to do none of that. Relationships should not be this much work early in the game. It should be easy, nothing forced. If you want somebody to do something and they're not doing it, move on. Either they don't want to do it or it's just they're not even thinking about it. Move on. Don't be sitting up here thinking, well, how come they ain't hit me up? Because they didn't want to. They didn't want to, or they busy, or whatever. Move on. You're stressing yourself out, man. This is early. It shouldn't. The early part of the relationship should be the best times. It should be easy peasy. You want to see me, I want to see you too. And then y'all see each other. Boom. If you want to see somebody and they ain't really budging on seeing you, move on. The volumes that's being spoken in that. Adults do what they want to do. They're going to make it happen. If they really want to see you, if they really want to holler at you, if they really want to talk to you, if they really want to connect, they're going to do it. They're going to do it. So if they're not doing it, then all right, well, you know what I'm saying? Moving on. It's as simple as that, man. Y'all should not be this stressed. Because I saw a post the other day about y'all be having full arguments and breakups with people you're not even with. And I was just like, yo, that's so real. You out here stressing yourself out for somebody you ain't even in a relationship with. What is that? What are we doing? That's the new trend. That's the new style. You fighting tooth and nail emotionally for somebody you're not even with. What kind of sense does this make? You fighting for your goddamn life like you in a marriage. We just got to keep it all together. Keep what together? We ain't even established nothing yet. Nothing's been established. I just feel like I'm the only one. You the only one? What? This ain't marriage. We don't have a house together. We don't have a family together. What are we doing? Y'all putting too much on it. Stressing yourselves out, y'all. Just relax. If the vibes ain't vibing, then you move on to the vibes where they be vibing. Claude have mercy. Relax, y'all. We have bigger fish to fry in life. You know what I mean? Oh, that water's good. Put a little lemon in there. That's what I wrote down. It's like relationships shouldn't be work in the beginning. Peace. Oh. Also, don't ever feel bad for your type. Your type is your type, y'all. You like what you like. Okay? Don't feel guilty. Don't feel ashamed. You like what you like. If you like old people, I really like that old skin hanging. That's your flavor. You know, I really like when the varicose veins is popping. That's when I show up. That's your flavor. You know what I mean? If you like them short, you like them tall, you like them thick, you like them thin, whatever. You like them dark skin, you like them light skin, you like them white, you like them Asian, you like them Hispanic. Whatever you like is what you like. Don't let people make you feel horrible about your taste and whatever it is. We like what we like. You can't help that. You can't help what you like. You can't help it. Yo, I like this. And people be like, ugh, that's what you like? And I be like, hey. Tony only like what? I only like what? I like what I like, man. Tony, you just what? All the girls you talk to, they got big titties. Well, hey, my bad. I like that. I like them small, too. You like girls with booties and titties. I'm sorry. My apologies. I like what I like, man. It is what it is, y'all. Stop shaming people for liking what they like. Now, don't get me wrong. There's limits to this. Don't be liking underage people. Or like, you know what I'm saying? The judgment is on full blast. The hell you doing at the middle school? I'm coming in with the Judge Judy robe socking you out. There's limits to this, no judgment on people's types. But within reason and within decency, let people like what they like, man. Everybody, hey, man, you like what you like. I like many things, though. It's hard to really, I can't even pin myself down on what my type truly is. I like a lot. I like all kind of stuff. So it's like, Tom, what's your type? I don't know, man. I see a lot of beauty in a lot of different things. So it's like, you know, I'm open is what I am. I'm open. I'm just vibing and open. And I like what I like. So, but I'm not going to sit up here and let people be like, Tony only like, so what? So what? God damn it. I said what I said. And when it come down to food, too, Tony be eating that fruit like it's good. It is good. That apple I be eating, I be having a great time. Those grapes, fruit's a gamble, too. So I be taking L's. Sick of y'all, man. I was going to do a sinner's breakdown, but I'm going to save it for a future episode. So I'm going to give the last of you that still haven't seen Sinners, I'm giving you another week or two to get your ass in theater so I can fully talk about this movie with no holes barred. Fully go in. So I'm giving you another shot because some of y'all still be like, I ain't seen it yet. Well, I'm going to give you two more weeks, maybe one more week. I'm sick of it. Get your ass in there and watch it, man. It's a good time. Because people, I hate it when you get a popular movie, a movie that everybody's having a good time with, they feeling it, they loving it, they talking about it, they excited about something, they enjoying something. Then you always get people that can't wait to be like, I ain't like it. I don't see what the big deal is. It was trash. I was looking in the comments today about the Sinners post, and he was like, it was trash. And I'd be like, How? Let me know how it was trash. Because once you say something is trash, because I feel like we throw the word trash around too willy-nilly. When you say something is trash, that means it's got minimal good qualities. Like when I say a movie is trash, I mean it. And I will pull out the receipts. When I'm like, yo, the movie Street Fighter with Jean-Claude Van Damme, that was trash. Why? Oh, glad you asked. The storyline, the casting, the action, it made no sense. I'm going to give you a rundown of why a movie is trash. Why was Joker 2 trash? Because that shit sucked on so many levels. The music didn't hit. Why is it a musical? How did the Joker's character do anything remotely interesting in this piece? Why was this even around? What was the point of this? Why are we here? Why are we singing and dancing in this bitch? Why is this trial here? Why do we even care about this trial? Why is he representing himself in court? What was the point of Lady Gaga's character? She liked Joker when he was being his full self, but she ain't rock with him when he was second guessing himself. Why do we care now? Trash. Anyway, but that's neither here nor there, man. I'll talk about Sinners later on. I'm still give you the last of you holdouts some time to get your feet together. Now, what I see on the internets and like, you know, the TikToks and the Instagrams, I love the segments where they ask a person on the street, they'd be like, all right, you know, I see it for Marvel movies, I see it for superheroes, Batman or Superman? And then the person that they ask would be like, Batman, okay. And then whatever they pick, they match up something else with it to see. So it'd be like, if they ask me, Batman or Superman, I'd be like, Batman. Batman or Wonder Woman, I'd be like, Batman. Batman or Flash, I'd be like, Batman. Batman and Green Lantern, I'll be like, Batman. I love these videos. I'll be like, I want people to run up on me with these questions. So that's what I want y'all to run up on me with here on Verbal Cardio. Run up on me with this or that. Not just a random this or that. Donuts or cookies, you'd be like, but you gotta keep it going. So we're gonna do it. We're gonna do it with. Since I'm hungry right now, it's the rapid fire, this or that. Since I'm hungry right now, let's do desserts. So y'all kick it off in the chat. Cookies or apples? Cookies. Wait, apples are a dessert though? So now you got to ask me, all right, cookies. Now it's cookies versus something else. So I pick cookies over the apples. All right, cookies or pies? Cookies. Cookies or pound cake? Cookies. Cookies or donuts? cookies. Cookies or cobbler? Cookies. Cookies or ice cream? Ice cream. So now we move on. So now ice cream is going to be the verses now. So now you got to come with ice cream or ice cream or cinnamon rolls, ice cream. Ice cream or brownies, ice cream. Ice cream or cake, ooh, ice cream. Ice cream or pineapple. Pineapple is a fruit. That's not a dessert. Ice cream or frozen yogurt, ice cream. Ice cream or cheesecake, ooh, cheesecake. Cheesecake is so fire, man. Cheesecake. Cheesecake or carrot cake? Cheesecake. Cheesecake or banana cream pie? Oh, banana cream pie. Yeah. Banana cream pie. See, y'all getting the hang of it now, man. Y'all got it going. So now we're on banana cream pie is fighting. Banana cream pie or strawberry shortcake? Banana cream pie. Banana cream pie or key lime? Banana cream. Banana cream or candy bars? Banana cream. Banana cream or sweet potato pie? Banana cream pie. Banana cream pie or strawberry shortcake? We already did. Banana cream. Banana cream pie or French silk? Banana cream. Banana cream pie or bananas Foster? Banana cream pie. Banana cream pie or cinnamon roll? Banana cream pie. Banana cream pie or banana bread? Banana cream pie. I'm going to just say this. Banana cream pie is the champion dessert for me. So banana cream pie wins. We can move on to a new dessert before we get out of here. And banana cream pie over rice pudding, because most of the time they get the rice pudding wrong. Okay, let's do, we'll do one with, we'll do, I'm going to let you pick one.
I was going to say Sade or,
Who? Sade.
Or Keke Palmer.
Okay. As singers, we talking music.
I was thinking more your type. I was saying earlier because you.
Oh, we're doing types. Mm-hmm. Oh, so.
I think of a good one for Sade. There you go. They got some in there.
What they got, Sade? Are we talking musically or visually? So now, visually, both. Wait, it's got to be one or the other.
I feel like because you were talking about your type.
Okay, so we talking about. Okay, so we'll do my type. So we just do women versus women. So it could be a musical woman, or it could be an actress, it could be famous, whatever. So if this is my type, let's do it. Sade or Snow Allegra? Sade. Sade or Khalees? Khalees. So now Khalees is in the front. Khalees or SZA? Damn it. SZA. SZA Beyonce. This is tough, man. Watch out, man. It's easier when it's just like food stuffs. Scissor. Man, let's get out of here, man. Let's do something else, man. Let's do something else. Nah, man. Watch out. I'm punking out. I can't take it.
That was vacation spot.
Vacation spots. Okay. Vacation spots. I'm punking out on the women. I'm punking out. I didn't know they were going to be like, yo, tall, man. Yo, tight, man. What you feeling? Oh, all right. Vacation spots. New York or Hawaii? New York. New York. I punked out. Portugal or New York? Ooh. Ooh, I really enjoyed Lisbon. I really enjoyed Lisbon. I'm going to still go New York. New York or Paris? New York. New York or Puerto Rico? I've never been to Puerto Rico. New York or Fayetteville? New York. New York or Dubai? I've been to Dubai. New York. New York or Portland? I had a really good time in Portland several times. New York. New York or New Orleans? New York. New York or Germany? New York. New York or Florida? New York. New York or Cabo? New York. And I know this is crazy because y'all are like, this is a vacation spot, Tone, but it's like, I really like New York. Every time I'm in New York, I want to stay longer so I can really be in New York. And I feel like the reason I'm picking New York all the time is because there's so much about New York City that I really like. There's so many different food spots, so many different vibes, so many different flavors. And it's like, if I go to some of these places, it's like, all right. You know, when I go to Dubai, I'm just like, all right, I feel like I can get it all in a few days. Whereas New York, I feel like I need weeks to really get in every nook and cranny of like the New York experience and the New York vibe. So that's why I keep picking New York over a lot of these places, because a lot of vacation spots, they just want you to do minimal. You know, it's just like, yeah, it's whatever. New York or Chicago? Chicago. I'm going to Chicago. Because when I go on vacation, I like to just walk around and like be aimless. And like New York, I feel like I can just get lost in the city. I could be lost in New York. Kevin McAllister. Chicago or Philly? Chicago. Chicago or ATL? Chicago. Chicago or Toronto? Chicago. Chicago or LA? Chicago. Chicago or North Carolina? As a whole state? Chicago. Chicago or Houston? Chicago. Chicago or Canada? The whole country against one city? Shit. I haven't explored Canada enough to really weigh in here. Chicago or Nicole Beharie? Nicole Beharie. Chicago or Seattle? Y'all gonna throw the women back up in there, huh? All right. Anyway, man, how long we been running? How long this episode been lasting? That's a good time, man. That's a good place to cut it all off. I want to thank y'all so much for tuning in, man. Thank y'all for pulling on up and listening and chiming in and being great support and producers on this podcast as well. Y'all are very much a part of this podcast. That's why I lean to y'all to be like, yo, man, what y'all want to do? What y'all want to talk about? But yeah, this was a fun episode. And you know, shout out to Cara in the background, man. You a good time in the back. Because you be laughing. You're funny. You be laughing, and so it gives me like extra fuel. Because Amir don't be laughing. Amir be back there, stone face. I just be talking, he be like, he be on his whatever, or just eating Doritos. And then when we talk about music, he chimes in. But he be serious business. But exactly. That's when he activates. But as far as just like being an audience member, he be stone cold, just serious business back there. But you was cracking up, and I was like, yeah. And so I was in the courtroom just like, I'm going to keep this going then. So, yeah. But yeah, y'all, appreciate y'all. We'll do the this or that more often too. That was fun. Because I really love those videos where they just be like, all right. They were doing like Marvel movies one time. Wolverine and Deadpool versus Logan. And people be picking, and I'll be picking right along with it. And so I really love that. So banana cream pie, New York. And then I folded on the women. I folded on the women, man. Because y'all knew who to pick. Y'all was just like, let's get Tony's usual suspects. Y'all was dirty for that, man. You supposed to incorporate that stuff in later on. Y'all was like, nah, man, do it early. Let's throw the Khalees in there. Let's throw Khalees right up in there. Let's get SZA going. Y'all knew, and I was just like, no. And then I just got uncomfortable. I just felt like I can't do this no more. I couldn't do it no more. Anyway, if you are in the LA area, I got 5 shows at the Ontario Improv this weekend. My birthday is Saturday, so we'll make it like a birthday celebration. Do not bring me no gifts. Don't bring me nothing. I know how y'all do. Don't bring me nothing. Just bring me your butt in that seat and that ticket and your laughter. That's all I need. That's all I need, man. Anyway, thank you for tuning in to another session of that verbal cardio.